Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in studio right now, a couple of members, the president and vice president of the Mushing Club at Michigan Tech, Adam Schmidt and Claire Hendricks. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Hi, thank you.
So, you know, we're recording this after we just got a bunch of snow, and I know that there was some worry, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago that there may not be enough snow in town for things like Winter Carnival and the Copper Dog coming up, but that has changed. We've got plenty, and so now we can start talking with some joy about some winter activities, and mushing's one of them. Now, this is not, was not aware of Michigan Tech having a mushing club. Is this brand new?
Yeah, this is brand new. We're actually the first one in the country out of everybody, even in Alaska. And this is actually Adam's whole idea, and we found each other over Facebook, and that's kind of how this started.
Now, first one, what, for a university?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. Adam, why don't you tell me what gave you the idea?
Yeah, so I came up to Michigan Tech 2014, decided to go for chemical engineering. I decided to go out to a mushing event sponsored by OAP, and it had always been my dream. I followed the Iditarod growing up, and I went to Otter River Sled Dog Training Center in Wilderness Adventure and got out there, got on the sled, and knew it was something I wanted to do. I competed in three different races, two Copper Dogs and what's called the Iron Line, and from there I knew I wanted to share it with other students, and it was such a unique opportunity. Something I'll remember forever. So I reached out on the Mushing Facebook page, and Claire said she was just coming up to Tech. So we got this going this past spring, and it seems like there's a lot of students interested.
All right, the irony is not lost that the Huskies have not had money.
Yes, yes. Exactly. Yeah, we also thought of that. We thought it was pretty funny. Yep.
Well, where are you originally from? Where's home?
I'm from Kaukauna, Wisconsin, near Appleton.
Okay, is there mushing in your area over there?
There isn't, but we grew up following the Iditarod, and you know, J.J. Keller sponsors Dallas CV. So we were definitely drawn to him and following him through his successes.
So you hadn't been on a sled until you were a student at Tech.
Exactly. Wow. I still thought you had to say mush to get the dogs going. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I did a documentary for television a few years ago, and the title of it was Never Say Mush.
Yeah.
You know, because of, you know, you don't say mush, you say hike. All right. Well, have you been in the Copper Dog then?
I have. Okay. I've competed twice. I competed in, I want to say, 2015. That was my first race. And, you know, when you look down the street at Calumet and you see these thousands of people coming out to cheer you on, and seeing everybody from school to the communities all there for you, it's a humbling experience. It's something you never forget. And then I came back from co-op. I was down in Kentucky for 15 months, came back up to the snow and decided to run it one more time before starting this club up.
Mm-hmm. The long or short race?
The 80, so the shorter race.
All right. Ever any desires to tackle the big 150?
No, I decided to, we'll call it retire from mushing for now. Okay. And let our students run. Mm-hmm. So we figured it would be our year to let it go and let the other students run it and sit back and watch, and hopefully they do pretty well this year.
All right. Well, Claire, let's find out how you got involved. Now, so you came across Adam on Facebook, and he said, wow, this guy's crazy as I am.
Yeah, so actually I'm from Duluth, and my dad actually was a musher for my aunt, so it's kind of always been something that I did. And the winter of, 2015, I believe, I actually handled for Manitou Crossing Kennels up in Finland, Minnesota. And they've actually done a couple of Iditarods, Yukon Quest, Hudson Bay Quest, so a lot of the really big races. And I saw Adam wanted to start this group, and I'm like, hey, I know something about that sport. Look at that. Maybe we could do something together, because I think we're probably the only two in the school who had previous experience doing this. And so it kind of started from there. But yeah, it's something that's always been around in my family. I grew up going down to the dog kennel, and I've always had Huskies, and it's something that I think it's really fun.
Are you in your first year at Michigan Tech?
No, I'm actually a senior.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. I transferred in, so that's why we hadn't found each other earlier.
Were you going to school before?
I have an associate's in forestry from Vermilion College. It's in Ely, Minnesota, way up north. It actually used to be the sled dog capital of the world.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been able to be lucky enough to actually take a dog team all the way to Canada and back and chase moose with dog teams and have a lot of really fun experiences with them.
All right. Well, the two of you, a match made in Facebook heaven.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So, all right. Well, What does it take to start a mushing team for a college?
A lot.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work, a lot of communication.
Yes.
If I wouldn't have met Claire, I don't know if I would have been, we would be running in a race it's this year.
Definitely a really daunting task, especially when you think about training and everything like that. We're really lucky to be partnering with the kennel at Otter River Sled Dog Training down in Tapiola. And Tom Bauer is kind enough to really be taking a lot of the training into his hands, and he's really teaching our students a lot and letting Adam and I, you know, come down and also help out. But Tom is a driving force of this, and we're really lucky to have him.
Yeah, we know Tom Bauer well for him, you know, providing his dogs and his sleds for the free kids' sled dog rides from time to time. We do appreciate him doing that. And so did you have to get permission from the university to do this?
Yes. So when we were starting this up, we did face a lot of challenges. Just trying to figure out all the logistics from transporting the dogs to transporting our mushers and our team and getting funding. You know, it's a very expensive sport. And fortunately, Michigan Tech is very excited to see us go forward with this. Mm-hmm. They realize how big it is up here and how unique it is. When Claire and I went about this, they said, we want you to go at it. We want you to do well. We want you to be safe out there. But we need to make sure that all the safety checks are in a line, mm-hmm. making sure that everything's set up and ran well.
Yeah, so that's a big part of our training is just going over safety procedures a lot and making sure people know how to handle dogs appropriately. And there is some definitely dangerous equipment in mushing, and making sure that people are aware of where that equipment is at all times and making sure that they're using it properly. And so that is a big thing in mushing, is making sure that everything's done safely for not just both the humans, but the dogs also.
Yeah, if you're not involved with it, you're not aware of the amount of training that goes in, not only for a musher, but even for the volunteers, because fortunately, most of the time things run smoothly, but when something does go wrong, they go terribly wrong.
Yes.
And we want to avoid those at all costs. And so what was the rationale? Why not just start a team, just to say the two of you, as opposed to doing it through Michigan Tech? Because you don't need to be a university team.
Well, I guess it was something that, you know, this is an experience that most people don't get to do. We really wanted students to be able to do this because, unfortunately, mushing is one of those sports that there's not a whole ton of young people in it. There's some younger people, but not as many as there used to be. It's one of those sports that the animal sports, they're kind of dying, unfortunately. And we just wanted to make sure that especially college students and people from maybe different places where they don't have snow would be able to actually experience this for a reasonable amount of cost. All we ask from our students is for $25 to help us pay for their race fees, and then they get a free t-shirt out of it too. And so, I mean, that's an experience you don't get anywhere for $25. And so that's kind of why we did it as a university thing, because if it had just been Adam and I, it would have had to been a whole another ball game where we would have had to been charging a lot of money, and it would have been more complicated with who owns the dogs and all that sort of stuff. It just would have been more complicated.
And when I started this out, as far as my mushing experience, I had never owned a dog before. I grew up on a small farm. We had goats, chickens, cows, ducks, you know, everything except a dog. And you know, I'm a cat guy by nature, but so when my first experience was running these dogs, it was a negative 53 wind chill. And for some reason, I asked Tom to come back, and it was nothing he had ever done before. And we actually had a 13-year-old running with us this year, or that year, excuse me.
13-year-old dog?
No.
Student. No person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And Tom was great, and he said, you know, this is something we've always thought about doing. And in my mind, for me, I was going out 4 or 5 times a week, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours a day. It depends on, you know, what day of the week it was and how my schedule was looking. But I just realized it's too much for just one student to do. It requires a lot of attention. These dogs need a lot of training and a lot of attention to be successful. Mm-hmm. So that's where the students came in, and just sharing that opportunity is fantastic. You would think that we would have a better connection to the Copper Dog, you know, with volunteering and all the stuff that mm-hmm. we do with them. So,
well, what has been the reception and the response from the student body about having the Mushing Club?
It's been really good. So Michigan Tech holds K-Day every year, which is where students get to come out and like look at all the different clubs. And we had over 100 people sign up for our club, which was crazy. We thought, being brand new and we really were still trying to figure things out, neither Adam nor I had ever started a club before, and we're kind of like, we're sorry, we don't really know what we're doing. We're trying to make this work.
We did have a puppy out there.
Yeah, we did have my dog out there. But since then, at every meeting, we've had probably a good 30 people show up, and there's 10 or 12 people who consistently go down to the kennel. I bet you're right now that there's two people down there doing chores and hooking up teams. So it's been a really good response. We have a lot of people who really want to do this, especially a lot of freshmen who really want to continue to do this through their entire schooling here. And it looks really good for the team.
All right. Well, there's some questions that just pop in my mind as you're describing it. So, most of our mushing exposure is through the Copper Dog up here. And so if you're are you entering a team into the Copper Dog, or more than one team?
Correct. We're going to be running actually three races this year, two in each race. As far as, we're going to be running the Bear Grease 40,
which is coming up to January 27th in Duluth, Minnesota.
Correct. Yeah, we'll be running two in that. We will be going down to the UP 200, and we'll be running
Jackpine 30.
Yep, we'll put two teams in that. And then for the Copper Dog, since that's a later race and we're still training, we're deciding between the new Copper Dog 25, which will be going up into Gay. This will be the first time they'll be running that, and or the Copper Dog 80, which is the race I've ran. That's a two-day race, and it starts at night downtown Calumet. You can't beat that.
Well, with 30 people or so being involved on a typical meeting, how do you decide who's going to be the musher?
Yeah, so what we devise is a competition, basically. So it's an hour-based competition. It's whoever spends the most time down with the dogs, either doing chores, you know, even not running, just helping Tom, because that's really 90% of mushing right there, is taking care of those dogs and their daily needs, and also mushing. So it's been a competition, and it's been a tight competition. I think the two mushers that we have planned out for Bear Grease were within like 3 or 4 hours of each other. And we've got a couple close third and fourth who are looking like they're going to be running the Jackpine 30 or the Copper Dog.
Yeah. And we really wanted to make sure that we actually have a Duluth musher who will be going out and representing Michigan Tech. So sending them to their hometown is kind of a big thing for them. It's pretty cool to have that. And we have another musher who is from the Copper Country who will be running in whatever Copper Dog race we decide to run.
Your conversations with those that are running the Copper Dog, again, we keep coming back to our hometown race, but we're big supporters of the Copper Dog. What was their response to this when Michigan Tech was putting together their own mushing club?
So when I was running this race, after every race, you sit down and you have this conversation with the race directors, you have conversation with other mushers, and they were surprised this hasn't been started earlier, and they were very excited to have Claire and I starting this up. I've been in constant communication with them, not only deciding, you know, what race should we run, what kind of connections should we make, but also we now have a great informed group of students who make great volunteers. We're not going to have everybody at our trailer or everybody, you know, with our team, so they can go out and put some effort forward, and they understand what's going on with these dogs because they've worked with them.
Yeah, and we've been trying to help also with those kids' sled dog rides. We were up in Calumet. We had a couple volunteers up there, and I think that the race really enjoyed us being up there and helping and having some more young faces who understood the dogs and what they were doing. And actually taking kids on sled dog rides. We had one of our mushers, Ben Nicholson, for the Bear Grease, who was taking kids on rides, and I think people really enjoyed seeing him there.
Good. All right, well, let's talk about the stars of the race and the dogs themselves. So you're using Tom Bauer's dogs?
Yes.
Okay. Knowing a few mushers, they're very particular about their dogs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's there's such a great relationship that the musher has with their dogs there, how well they're taken care of. And, you know, they're certainly not like how you change out wheels on a race car.
No.
I mean, they're very personal with these animals and look after them. Tom's letting people then, you know, you guys haven't been part of raising these particular animals. Tell me how that kind of works, because I know the relationship between the dogs and the musher is so crucial.
Yeah, so that's been a big part of what I do, is helping train. And the biggest part of that is really just getting out every day and seeing the dogs. even though you haven't been there since they were little, they start to recognize you, and you start to recognize them and understand, okay, maybe this dog isn't having a very good day today. Or maybe, you know, this dog and that dog, they're not getting along today, sort of things like that. So it's really about being out there constantly and working with these dogs and then taking them on runs. And then when you take them on that run, they love that experience. And so they associate that awesome experience with you, sort of deal. And that kind of helps build that bond. And then, of course, when something goes wrong, you go out and you fix it. But then you tell them, okay, you're good. Good dog, things like that, and just constantly reassuring them. It's just like training your own dog 100% of the time, even when you don't think you're training it, you're training your dog, sort of deal. And it's the same thing with sled dogs. And it's just all about that constant reinforcement and constant positivity and being out there is how those dogs are able to make that relationship with you, even though you haven't been there their whole lives.
When it comes to training the students to mm-hmm. know and how to take care of the dogs, because mm-hmm. you have to have a level of knowledge in mm-hmm. order to, you know, to protect those dogs when mm-hmm. you're out on the trails, especially if there is an injury or, you know, mm-hmm. so that you don't push certain dogs too hard and, mm-hmm. and have, you know, something come back on you like that. You also cover those things as well. Yes.
Yeah. So that's a big part of what we train is, okay. One of my duties or one of my goals as one of the founders of the club and a previous musher is making sure I ride the sled with all of our mushers so that they understand what I'm talking about when I say, okay, you see, watch this dog. You see how something's maybe not right? Okay, we need to watch that and make sure that either fixes itself or we need to pull that dog off so that they don't get hurt. We've also been going through in the kennel and making sure everybody is aware of what something like a split in their foot looks like is kind of a little abrasion from the snow and that we get that taken care of right away. And it's again, just being out there all the time and watching the dogs and making sure that if something's a little off, you know that something's off. And you can kind of pick that out right away. But, I mean, that's another reason why Adam and I will be going to all the races because we've helped handle for races before and we don't want to just, like, shove our students out going, okay, have fun. We're not that type of people, so I'll be there. And I have some mushing friends who are also vets, actually, who will be able to help look over our dogs at races if we have questions. I mean, the mushing community is so tight. And they really want to help, even if they don't necessarily know you personally. I mean, if you have an issue, you can always just go up to another musher and go, hey, can I have your opinion on this sort of deal? And the vets at all the races are awesome. So if you ever have any worries, they're right on top of you, helping you out. So
yeah, and I've seen firsthand, first and foremost, the most important thing is the health of the dogs.
Yes.
You know, so yes. Everybody can be, you know, rest assured the dogs are, they're being well taken care of, they're well fed, and they're doing what they love to do.
Exactly.
So, you know, this is exciting for them. If you ever seen a start of the race and trying to hold those dogs yeah. back, they're not being forced to run anymore.
No, they're not. You're being forced to run with them, usually.
All right, well, now that this is going, have you heard anything or just even rumors or rumblings that, well, if Michigan Tech could do this, what about some other universities? And in, you know, there's every late winter of the Clean Snowmobile Challenge. So there's, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of universities that do snow activities, you know, mm-hmm. and of course the, you know, the skiing, the trails and stuff at Michigan Tech. It couldn't be out of the realm of possibility that this could be started as something, you know, bigger.
Yeah, I think other universities hopefully will pick this up. It does take some unique circumstances. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're lucky enough to have Tom Bauer. We do have some other local mushers, but for them, it's a smaller operation. Mm-hmm. Northern Michigan would probably be our closest possibility. Dallas Seavey actually went to Northern Michigan, so maybe he might want to help start that up. If he's not too busy, I know he definitely is training all the time. Ooh.
A little busy running Iditarod.
Yeah,
usually.
Running the Iditarod too. Yeah, well, yeah. But I think there are a couple universities that actually do gym classes. I know Alaska has some gym classes, and I believe Ashland in northern Wisconsin does that.
They do.
Well, as Claire had mentioned, there's not as many young people joining the sport as there used to be, and we kind of see that of a lot of outdoor activities.
Yeah.
But, you know, and even with, you know, I know in the Copper Dog and other races, there are a few, mm-hmm. you know, young people. I've seen people, you know, as young as 13 years old participating in those. But this sounds just like a good opportunity to get people to try it out. And even if they only do it a few years, a couple of years, maybe they, you know, they get some experience. Maybe they become volunteers down the road, or they catch the bug and never want to give it up. You know, it's a time consuming sport to do it. You know, and also takes a lot of money. So it's a difficult hobby to have. You know, you have to have resources, you have to have the time. But, you know, so you guys are very, I think, fortunate that you have somebody local that's able to help you out.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do this without Tom. We definitely wouldn't be able to. I mean, we wouldn't have the dogs, so you don't really have a dog team without dogs.
Yes, absolutely. And and he brings over a lot of knowledge, too.
Yes, he does.
But I'm sure he does appreciate that we give him a lot of our efforts in taking care of the kennel and helping out with that. You know, that's a lot for a couple people to do and to care for that many dogs. So,
well, maybe down the road, Michigan Tech will have its own kennel. It'll be Huskies. Huskies.
Yep.
Now, Claire, you mentioned you were a senior, and Adam, you said you've been here since 2014. Are you graduating this spring as well?
Yep, May 4th, Star Wars Day. So I'm pretty excited. I've got the job lined up with Ecolab or Nalco Water. So, I'm pretty excited for that.
And you gave a lot away of yourself by mentioning that it was May the 4th. but so what's the future of the Mushing Club once the two founders graduate after it's only been up for a year?
Well, so I should probably still be here for next winter, hopefully. So I'm one of those weird seniors where I transferred in and I'm a senior, but I'm not quite graduating yet.
Okay.
So I should still be around next year to help keep things going.
And you'll be okay doing that after Adam has moved on to whiter pastures?
Luckily, Adam's been kind of our guy to get things going, taking care of the money. I said, I don't want anything to do with that. That's too complicated for me. And so he's been really kind of the backhand guy, the background guy, making sure that everything's set up in terms of having all of our equipment. And then once all of our equipment's set up, I mean, once we get a good training schedule down, it'll be pretty good. And pretty easy to run, I think. And we also have a lot of members who are looking like they're going to really want to be involved with this in the future and are taking a lot of time and learning a lot right now. So with their help, I think it'll be okay. And of course, we'll keep in touch with Adam. And if he ever wants to come back, he's more than welcome to come back and help.
Hopefully I'll be somewhere sunny and sitting by a pool giving him advice.
Yeah. All right.
Well, what is the commitment for somebody to be a part of the team? You mentioned about how there are people committing or competing to be a musher. So talk about what they have to give in order to accomplish that level.
So in order to accomplish that level, we really ask that they're down there a couple times a week doing chores and also racing dogs if they choose to race or run. Basically, we've said to our club, if you don't want to run dogs, you don't have to run dogs. If you just want to come down and pet dogs and, you know, do some chores and help out a little bit and you don't really care about your hours, that's fine with us. But if you do want to be involved in a race, we do ask that you put in a little more time commitment. And right now we've got several guys who are putting in. I think Andrew Watson, one of our mushers for Bear Grease, I think he's been down there almost every single day since school got out for Christmas. And, I mean, he's been down there making sure that the kennel is clean, helping Tom with feeding, doing some other random chores that are, you know, still very needed around the kennel and running dogs. And so that's kind of the commitment that we ask if people really want to be a musher, because it's a big thing for us to trust people out there alone on the trail for 40 miles with dogs. I mean, I definitely know, and I've had things go wrong, and I know how scary that can be, and I want to know that I can trust somebody to make the right decision if something happens to them on the trail.
I know that Michigan Tech has dog therapy sessions, so here's you know, you really want to take that to an extreme, get involved with mushing, and you will be around dogs a lot.
Yes.
Well, tell me about somebody who wants to get involved. I know for running this year's races, it's, you know, probably, you know, a little too late for somebody, but they can maybe get involved just helping out and getting ready for next year.
Yeah, so we definitely welcome community members within our club. We actually already have, I think, 4 or 5 community members who...
Oh, you don't need to be a student.
Nope, you don't need to be a student. We've got several community members who come to meetings and go down to the kennel with us, actually. And all you need to do is give Adam and I a shout-out on email at mush@mtu.edu, or you can message us over Facebook. We're the Mushing Club at Michigan Tech. You can find our page and like our page, actually. That'd be great. I try and post a lot of pictures and videos of us running and having fun. So, yeah, that's how you can get in contact with us.
In starting this club, you know, Claire and I wanted to make sure that it wasn't exclusive. That's what the sport can be because of the cost and the opportunities available. So we want as many people to come out of whatever background you have, little, no experience, you know. We had a kid who said, you know, he was afraid of dogs. Mm-hmm. And he still came out and checked it out. And he loves it now. And he's running and stuff like that. So anybody who wants to come out and join, we'd love to have them out there.
Awesome. What's up next for you?
I guess school. School's almost back in session, you mean?
With the Mushing Club.
Oh, with the Mushing Club. Yeah, so Bear Grease is going to be coming up here in 3 weeks.
Okay.
So we're going to be going over to Duluth for 4 days and doing the Bear Grease 40. That's going to be really fun, especially since I'm actually from Duluth and one of our mushers is from the same area. So it's going to be fun to go to our hometown and, you know, see our friends and other mushers.
You're looking forward to you in the Copper Dog. Well, Copper Dog, which one?
80 or 25.
Or 25, okay.
To be determined.
We'll see you up there. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.